to find out about some jobs in the area. Well, what about work? What about employment? What about sales tax revenues? Well, all of that's important to all of us, and we'll find out how they're going. From Mark Myers at Stern Agee & Leach. Good morning, Mark.
Well, good morning. Yeah, we did get some weekly jobless numbers. Speaking of jobs, the weekly jobless numbers came in much better than expected. We saw 289,000 people file for weekly unemployment claims, and that is down 36,000 from the previous week, so it was much better than expected. But on the other side of the coin, we did get retail sales as well, which was much worse than what we were looking for. Retail sales for the past month were down 0.6%, and economists were looking for retail sales to actually rise 0.2%. And if you take out autos out of the equation, retail sales were still down 0.1%, and economists were looking for retail sales to climb 0.4% ex autos. But as far as the markets go, yesterday the markets did fall a little bit. They were down 27 points. It was a very volatile day, and we started the day up around 50-60 points, and it just started going downhill since then. One thing is, the Fed did come out today and announce their findings on stress tests of banks. What they do ever since the 2008 crisis is they put the banks through these stress tests to see how they would do during economic turmoil times when the economy is going down, like in 2008. And all the banks passed, including Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and Morgan Stanley, although those banks had to revise shareholder payout plans in order to receive a passing grade. And Bank of America, which owns Merrill Lynch, received a conditional approval, which means the Fed raised concerns about the way the bank prepares for a crisis. Now, we did have two banks that failed, which was Deutsche Bank and Banco Santander. They were prohibited from issuing dividends or stock buybacks, citing widespread and critical deficiencies in measuring risk in other areas of the test. Now, some stocks to watch this morning, look at Lumber Liquidators. This is a stock that has fallen from 108 to where it's currently now at 32, and that was following a report from CBS's 60 Minutes on March 1st that alleged the company's flooring had higher than permitted levels of formaldehyde. Now, Lumber Liquidators is facing U.S. government probes over these claims of dangerous levels of cancer-causing substance in its flooring, but they stood by the safety of their products and said they would offer free indoor air quality testing for qualifying consumers, and they are going to have a 10 a.m. conference call this morning. And look at Shake Shack. This is a newly public restaurant chain. They reported a quarterly loss and said same restaurant sales growth would slow this year, causing this stock to fall. And Dollar General, the discount retailer, they matched quarterly estimates with a profit of $1.17 a share. The revenue was slightly below consensus, and Dollar General said they would start paying a dividend of 22 cents a share. And we saw several poultry producer stocks fall yesterday. We saw Pilgrim's Pride, Tyson's Foods, Sanderson Farms. They all may be under pressure once again today as various countries ban imports of certain poultry products following the discovery of avian flu in a commercial turkey flock in Arkansas. Now, they did not disclose where that turkey flock was in Arkansas, but it is a highly contagious disease, and so a lot of countries are banning imports there. And Tyson, which is the third largest chicken producer, saw its stock fall about 5.5% yesterday on the news. Now, as far as the markets go, it does look like we are going to open up on the positive side. The market's set to open up around 80 points on the Dow.
Mark, do you think the reason the retail sales are down would be the bad weather and the snow and ice in the east and even around our area that slowed down sales?
Yeah, that could be. That's a big possibility. We haven't looked into it that much. We just got these reports about 3 minutes ago, to be honest with you. But the month before, retail sales were still down 0.8%. The weather wasn't that bad.
Yes.
The month before. But one thing we are starting to see in this economy, which is not a bad thing, people are actually starting to save more.
Well, that doesn't hurt, I guess. We want them to spend, but then again, we don't want to be broke.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the 2008 financial crisis is partially due to everyone was spending more than they were making.
There you go. Mark, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's okay. Mark Myers of Stern Agee & Leach. He visits with us each day, and John Taylor as well, and we appreciate them giving the updates. And you may have a question about something that he discussed on his broadcast or something that concerns you and your investments. Certainly, Stern, AG, and Leach is the location here in Fort Smith at 820 South 21st Street. The phone number is 479-782-2527.